Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If I hear one more person say, "Holy shit, fee fan, this year has been so fast," I'll lose my shit. Welcome along. Episode 16 of the Al Zidja Zodcast. Happy Christmas, folks. Can't believe 16. We've done one a week for 16 weeks, which is possibly 4 months, isn't it? If you're not slightly held back at school. And I don't know about you, but I think it's been a bloody good 4 months. It's not even been 4 months. Yes, it has. Yes, 16 weeks. Swedes are always about like, we started in week 39, didn't we? And then we went to 48, and now we're in week 51. What are you doing on week 8? Are you free on week 8? I really don't know what that is. I just have to look at the diary. And yeah, so it's between Christmas. So it's Christmas. This is between it. It's the bit where you're fucking losing your mind with your family. You know that bit where you've made that decision that you'll never, ever move back to this place. You know that? You've been there from, maybe they got there on the 23rd of December, maybe the 24th. And you had patience with them and everything was okay. And now it's like 4 or 5 days of meeting weird aunties and uncles that do your head in. And there's kids around everywhere. And you're not a parent, are you? You've made that decision. You still want a party, don't you? You're 40-something. I'm 43, by the way, 43, and shit, yeah, been a fast year. I mean, you won't believe what happens next. I think it has been a fast year, actually. What a dick. I hate people that say that. They start with, I hate people that say that, and then they say it themselves. This episode is going to blow your mind. It's basically, it's like dropping. It's like chewing some gum and it's got acid. You're going to have instant acid flashbacks. If you haven't taken acid, you're going to backflash the flash. Which is like taking a photo in a mirror with a mirror behind your shoulder. You're going to backflash the flash. No, I don't know what you're going to do. I think you're going to enjoy it. I think it's going to be 40... I'll be 39 minutes we'll go for. I don't have a clue. It's just good to talk to someone that's not arguing back at me. That's what happens, isn't it? People don't sort of... I suppose they don't argue with you, do they? They just go silent. And then you've got 2 or 3 days. And it started to snow. Let it snow. Yes, it blow. Yes, it grow. It bloody snowed, didn't it? It came down... Well, I can only talk for Stockholm because I can't be, I'm not the Lord. I'm not everywhere. Bless you. I don't know, is he? Do you think he goes up north? You know, like, do you think he gets to like Umeå and Luleå and then just goes, nah, fee fan. There's no point in going up to Kiruna, is there? I don't know. If you're from Kiruna, and you believe the Lord has touched you, contact your police, your local police. I went to Kiruna. You've got like one taxi there, haven't you? Bob, his name is, or Leffe, or Bengt. and he just picks you up. We've got a monopoly on the taxis. So when you land there, the only, yeah, you can take a husky as well. You can't take a husky. You know, the wolf dog, you know, no spoilers, Game of Thrones. Yeah, you can take, like, some people do that, don't they? They just hire a bunch of dogs. I wonder if they'll get Uber dogs, which are not like the proper wolf dogs. They're just these kind of cheaper, kind of untrustworthy dogs, you know. And you can look on your iPhone and they might say, oh, Terrier and Roger, the Huns, are they're just round the corner. You can get an Uber. Taxi drivers got really annoyed with Uber, didn't they? In the big cities, because they were cheaper. But then you always find out, like, that somebody was driving an Uber and he had, like, no eyesight or something, you know? Then you have to rate them, don't you? You have to give them a review afterwards. Wow. You know? You have to sort of say, and you get pestered, don't you? I don't do Uber anymore. They were pestering me, asking me about Ulf. What did I think of Ulf? And I was like, I don't care. Ulf got me there. Ulf was slightly cheaper than another person. But I don't want no shit no more with Ulf. So anyway, these Uber dogs, they're like, you can get like Uber X as well, which is like a six-legged dog. And that'll get you there faster. It's a nicer ride. Better fur. Right, what the shit was I talking about? So I've had a good Christmas. I think it's been good. Nobody's emailed me from the family saying, you're a bit of a dick. It all went fine. I went and watched Star Wars on the 23rd, which is, if you're a proper Star Wars fan, is doesn't mean anything. I'm not a big Star Wars fan. I mean, I like Spock. Oh, no spoilers. It's Star Trek, isn't it? I'm not really, you know, not really of the knowledge of... I can't go, oh, that's... Oh, Chewbacca, he's shaved there. And, oh, what's his name's in it? Yoda, he turned up? No, he didn't. Anyway, no spoilers. If you find that was a spoiler... It was, you know, not a very good one. It's a good movie. It's a bit similar to others, but it's good. That's all I'll say. So that was quite fun. Went there, went away, didn't I? Left the kids and the family and went away with my brother-in-law. And we went to watch it. Sat there. Kilo of goodies. Sugar heroin, basically. Talking a lot about drugs, aren't I? I think it's because I'm not a massive Motorhead fan, but I really liked that guy Lemmy. Really liked his shtick. I liked the way he spoke. He was this wise, kind of wise, cool dude, you know? And I liked him. I like a guy who's got a bit of a wheeze in his voice, you know? A bit of a... You know, that kind of, and he smoked, you know. So rest in peace. Rest in peace to everybody that's died this year. Oh, no, I mean, you can have another year, a couple of years ago, whenever. Let's go back 5 years, the last 5 years. Rest in peace, everybody. Because life is, it's a good one. Awkward. So, yes, what else has been happening? And then we did the Christmas thing, didn't we? We did the usual. When the kids wake up, see the gifts, lose their shit, start asking, can we open them? Can we open them? And then we watch Kala Anka, and that caused some kind of controversy because it was a different host. Fifan, Svaria, Fifan! Who cares? It goes back to just like people as you would like to be liked. That sounded like a Facebook thing, didn't it? Just look after people. Don't be dicks. Yeah, so that was good. Had the whole Christmas thing. I'm a football nut, you see, and football's been basically through the whole thing. This is December the 30th, and there's fireworks in my area. That's not normal, is it? Seems like somebody just... Who buys people fireworks for Christmas? It's a bit of a shit present, isn't it? Talking of shit presents, kids... I mean, I didn't get one. You know, there wasn't one wrapped up. They're amazing because you spend all this money on them, the gift, you know, and you give them the gift, and they don't give a shit about the gift. They just, and then someone says, "Oh yeah, I got you this as well. It's just it's a gnome, you know, a Christmas gnome. It's the gnome's penis. It fell off." And they're like, "Wow, look at this gnome's penis." And it costs like half a krona. And if to my Mogadishu listener, that's one stimama. I don't think I've got any listeners in Mogadishu. If someone in... Does it even exist, that place? Maybe someone might have an issue with my Mogadishu. Yeah, that's quite a good line. If I was a rapper, it would be a nice line, though, wouldn't it? I mean, I know it didn't make any sense at all, but that line of, "Yeah, I'm trying to make an issue about this place called Mogadishu." It's pretty nice. Maybe we'll do that. Maybe if someone out there who's got me in their ears, quite sexy that, isn't it? "I got you in my ears, baby." That's line one. And by the end of next year, I was going to say, 2016, let's have a rap song. So far we've got, I was going to say yo-yo. We don't need that. No, we don't need the yo-yo shit, right? We just go in with, "Yeah, I've got an issue. Whatever I said, can someone write that down? Open a file, right? Open a file, new folder, click on that, and just write Al's crap rap, okay? And then just chuck that in there, okay? By the end of it, I want someone to email it to me, and then next year's episode, which if we do one every week, will be close to episode 70. Oh, God, we'll know each other, won't we? We'll bloody know each other by then. I won't even have to speak, I don't think. I'll just have to just cough and you'll know who it is. That'd be a bit weird, wouldn't it, if you just knew someone by cough. Ugh. That's kind of like if you're in a forest and you hear, and you're like, "Uncle Rog," you know. He's got Uber dogs in front of him. Uber dogs sounds so good. The thing was, yeah, so let's do that. Let's by the end of it we'll be able to smell each other, you know. We'll be on the train and you'll go, "Oh, that's a listener. That's a listener." Or you might be in the dog carriage. Have you ever been in the dog carriage on SG? When you don't want to be in the dog carriage? Ho ho! Blows your mind. Absolutely makes you angry as shit. I've got nothing against dogs. I just did a big shout out to dogs in Kidina, didn't I? Word up. But you go in there and you just smell. It's like a dog. You've just rolled in Hunbeis. And bottled it and made an aftershave called Doggy 212. So never book the dog carriage unless you're a dog and you're talented. So here we are, episode 6. People are already thinking it's not episode 80. It'll be about 88, 90. And I'm going to be doing two a week soon. I'm off tour. I've only had, I finished on the 20th of December. So I've only had 10 days of doing nothing. And I am going apeshit mental. I really need something to do. I have struggled. I went to the accountant, saw my accountant. How rock and roll was that? Yeah. Lay it on me. Yeah, you're cool, dude. It was fantastic. It was just an accountant, and he's a good dude. I really like him. I think you got to like your accountant, don't you? Or your bank manager, or your boss. You sort of have to like them. Because if you don't like them, it's just shit, isn't it? It's like bringing like Maccas or sandwiches to work, and they're mouldy. You're already angry, aren't you? You know, or if you put peanut butter on there and you don't like peanut butter, you know, things can be controlled. Yeah. So yeah, he's a dude. He's a good dude. I like him. Like him a lot. So we did that, and it reminded me because I had the kids with me, right? Because I'm told now you can't leave them on the platform at the station. You can't. You can't just walk away from them, no matter how mad they are making you. So I took them, and they did brilliantly for about 12 seconds, and then they were bored. Bored. They had an iPad, paper and pen. What else do they want? Do they want me to bring a mini polar bear, which would be a polar bear, a newborn polar bear, so they can just rub it? Sounded ruder than it should. I don't know what kind of entertainment they wanted me to provide, but yeah, they lost it. But it reminded me, I went to the bank once and had to sort out an account, right? And my son, little Gubin, right, the one who gets naked quite a lot, was underneath the table, the desk, and we were talking to the bank manager, another very cool guy. And then all of a sudden, the bank manager, the top, I didn't even know they were the top manager, opens the door and goes, "Is everyone okay?" Like that. And he was like, "What?" He might not have even said that. He might have said something like code something. I don't know. I don't know if there's any bank robbers listening to this thinking, oh, this might be a tip. But what my son had done, he'd been underneath the desk, and there was a big red button, wasn't there? Or a special button underneath the desk. He'd pressed it. Of course he did. Probably did it with his nose or his little schnop or something. I don't know. He presses the button, so that sends out an alarm that the bank's getting robbed, and then we just get all told to go in this room, and all these special kind of, and they all had leather jackets on. That's what I remember. I thought, I haven't seen too many movies when a cop isn't wearing a leather jacket at some stage, but these guys had it proper. They knew their shit. So, we never had to pay for it, but, it's always, you know, always a good thing not to have your kid underneath a desk at a bank, unless you're planning to rob them in a really bizarre way, you know, that you have the kid in the bag, and then all of a sudden you just go, "Everybody down, there's a robbery," which is Pulp Fiction, isn't it? You could actually put the CD. Have the CD? Spotify. You'll find it on Spotify. Press it. It's a robbery. Would any of you motherfuckers, you know, that Pulp Fiction. And then you maybe haven't fed the kid for a day. So he's hungry and you get him out and you're holding his back of his collar. He's like, "Argh!" He's like a Uber dog that hasn't been paid. He's like, "Argh!" And you're like, "This is a robbery. He'll bite you if you don't give us some cash." I wonder if anyone's ever done that. There's always those Darwin Awards, isn't there? There's always those things where people you know, they're trying to cut their penis shaving or something, apparently, according to a friend, asking for a friend. They cut their penis shaving and then they try and glue it or something like that, isn't there? And then they die because of an infection and they win an award, don't they? They win the Darwin Award for stupidity. Do you know those awards? I don't know. Anyway, what are you up to for New Year's? You got anything planned? This was recorded on the 30th of December. So if you're listening to it 2 days from now, you are so last year. Like, honestly, you are so last year. Maybe you're waking up hungover. Maybe you've already had that regret. What are your resolutions? Anyone got any New Year's resolutions? Mine is to stop walking on snails, sneagles, and stop staring at people with glasses, and stop trying to pick fights with cats. No, I think mine are get fitter, write more comedy, try more comedy, like be more, I don't know, I'm not touring for another year or so. So next year for me is about collecting ideas and collecting stories. I am doing something at Lynn Sherping Comedy Festival in February. February 5 and 6, I think it is. And I think that I'm writing a few ideas about the little things, like the things that annoy the shit out of me. So I think that'll be kind of cool.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool. I think you'll enjoy that if you're around the Lynn Sherping area. I think you can get tickets on LynnSherpingComedyFestival.se. I think that's how I'm going to promote all my shows from now on. I'm just going to mention them and people go, oh, how can I buy tickets? And then you go, Lynn Sherping. Apart from when I ultimately do one underwater. I want to be the first comedian. That's one of my ambitions for next year. To be the first comedian to do a gig underwater. Now some comedy nerd is sitting there going, Tom Simola did it in a submarine. I bet you someone's done a gig in a submarine, haven't they? Maybe what I should do is do a gig in a submarine, boat, plane. It's about as far as high as I can go, really. And I'll call it the land. Under, on, upper, on. No, I don't know what I'll call it. I haven't thought that part through. I don't know if you know. This podcast is very rarely prepared. So I'm going to tell you about one of my favourite New Year's was, and this is a kind of cool thing, when I was in the UK, I used to do, New Year's Eve was a big night for comedy, because people would go out, have a meal, watch a show, then the show had to be finished by like 10 o'clock, 10:30. A couple of times they started the show later and then I had to announce midnight. I don't know if you've ever done that, have you? It's kind of quite a lot of pressure, you know. A few people have been drinking and then you have to announce it's a new year, get your fucking lives together, you know. It's a new year, what have you done with yourselves, you know, that kind of thing. Can be a bit aggressive, those gigs. But I've had a couple of fun New Year's. There was one time, which I remember really, and when you do a gig in Britain, or most of the time, anyway, for me, yeah, doing the gig, you got double the money, okay? So it was double the money, double the trouble, you know? But it was, yeah, it was quite a weird thing to do. Got a bit of a cold, by the way. Hence, Slask is here, isn't it? You know, that dirty Slask. So I'm banging on the old asthma inhaler. Don't know if you knew I had asthma, but there we go. I have, it's out. Finally, it took me a year to come to terms. I've come out as an asthmatic. Yeah, what happened was you get double pay, but I don't drink anymore, you know. I used to drink on New Year's Eve and get smashed. Try and drink through till the next year. See you next year. See you in a year, dickheads. Got very emotional, became a bit kind of weird with it. So I gave up drinking. And the first time I gave up drinking, I was seven. No, first time I gave up drinking, I remember going back up and staying at my parents'. Rock and roll. And I said to them, do you mind if I go? We're in a restaurant, and then there was going to be a big fireworks display. It's in Rotorua. It's my hometown, really. I was born in England, but this is where I went to school and stuff. In New Zealand, and I had this moment where I thought, you know what? I'll go off, and I'll. I think I actually said to my parents, I've sort of given up drinking this year, Mum, Dad. And they were like, what's wrong with you? Get this in you. No, they were like, oh, yeah, cool. But so I'm going to go away and celebrate the New Year's coming in on my own and contemplate and think, you know. So I went outside this restaurant. And it was down by the lakefront. And there was like two or three events, right? And I sat underneath this tree and I just thought, wow, life is, it's starting again for me, right? Do you know, right? This is it. This is going to be a massive kind of cool thing, right? And then they did the countdown. 10, 9, 8. And it went, you know. As you probably know the rest, it gets to one and then fireworks. If you haven't heard fireworks. And I was like, right, come on, Al. Do it, man. This is your chance. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like a kind of motive. It wasn't too motivational. But there was a moment when I was on my own. I was like, you've kind of been a drunk, been an alcoholic. You get your life together now. And then it was like, and then all of a sudden across the park was 10, 9, 8. It was more fireworks and people were like, ready, voila. So it was like 4 or 5 different kind of celebrations. And it really took away from the moment of Happy New Year. It was like Happy New Year and yeah, all over the place. So, yeah, it was a bit of a disaster. Then one year I came back from a gig. I rushed home to my girlfriend's house, who is now my wife. I just remember walking in, and I wasn't drinking. I remember there was a bottle of champagne on the doorstep and keys inside the door. I just walked in, there was like three or four nude people walking around. Like, everybody was so drunk. My wife was like, yeah, you know. So that was kind of cool. I proposed 1 year, and she said yes, and we're still married. That was, I proposed on London Bridge. Got the wrong bridge, didn't I? Bit of a dick. It was going into 99-2000, and I proposed, and we were on the wrong bridge, Tower Bridge, and I was on London Bridge. And it was too late, and I just... But it wasn't like one of those weird proposals, you know, where I come, you know, in a parachute. I don't come in a parachute. I, you know, don't fly down on a parachute. Sorry, that was a come in a joke. You know, that was not a fun joke. But it was really, wasn't it, when you think it was a parachute. It'd be a bit of a dirty thing to do. Okay. We sort of proposed to each other, really. It was all sorted, you know. I'm not that daring, I'm not that kind of risky, you know. So especially when I got the wrong bridge. And then one of my favourite ones was in Scotland. I went to the Edinburgh Hogmanay, it's called Hogmanay. It's like which actually, it's got something to do with Vikings. So big up to the Swedes. And the other, yeah, Swedish Vikings were the best though, weren't they? Yeah, so I was there in Hogmanay. That's kind of weird. Because you walk down Princess Street in Edinburgh. People just kiss you. I mean, if you've got some kind of hygiene OCD, you know. And you don't like, you know, if you have to wash your hands, you know, wash your hands after a shit, obviously, you know. But if you have to, you know, one of those people that have to wash their hands after walking a meter, you know, they go, oh, should wash them. Don't go to Hogmanay. People just kissed you. And it was, I'll be honest with you, it was 99.9% were ladies trying to, they weren't, I mean, I'm surprised. I'm not surprised. I wonder why, like, single men and single ladies don't go up there and just walk up and down that street, because you just get these kisses. But people were, it was kind of weird. It was like, there was one guy, I remember, he had his girlfriend, and he was like, here, kiss her, kiss her. Like that. I think he was German. Definitely Scottish. He was like, kiss her. I said, what did you say? He said, kiss her. It was almost like he was pimping her out, you know. I had to kiss her. And a couple of times people got too full in, like tongue popped in. And but it's, you're supposed to kiss them. And then they have this other one in, I'm going to go through a few traditions, because I really like these ridiculous, and this is keeping with the theme of all everything that we've been doing past three or four pods, looking at stuff. Scotland, they do this thing where they do the kiss, but they also do this thing where they swing like fire or something around. That's weird. Another good one is in Turkey, they do red underwear. Supposed to be really lucky. It's supposed to bring luck to all your loved ones. And then up to the point of before the New Year's, they just set up these like tables selling red lingerie, you know, like red underwear, if you don't know what lingerie is. I'm sorry, I know you know red lingerie underwear. So what they do is they just sell out all these, you know, knickers, and people wear them. It's quite a nice thing, isn't it? Scotland, they just kiss you. Turkey, they wear red underwear. In Romania, all right, what they do is the farmers, I love these mental ones, right? They do this thing where they try to hear the animals talk, which is normal. You know, I don't know if you've met a Romanian farmer before, but and it'll tell you there's good luck or something like that in the new year. There's good luck coming, you know. Be awkward if you were, I don't know, especially if you're Romanian. But what if you had like an English speaking goat, and the goat was like, mate, you need to sell out the fucking get rid of this farm, man. Well, it's not going to be good weather next year, I'm telling you. The Romanian farmer's like, I'm not very good at English. What you say? Look, dude, I don't normally talk. I'm a fucking goat. Sell up. Oh, you what? Yeah. I don't know if you were laughing at that. In my head, that's really funny, but I had to stop because I felt it was like one of those. It's so weird doing this because I'm so used to doing a gig and hearing laughter, right? And if I don't hear laughter, people don't find it funny. With this, I just talked about a Romanian farmer not understanding an English-speaking goat. And I just hope, right, that you liked it. There we go. What you do in Ecuador for New Year's is you take an empty suitcase around the block. Like, you just walk around. The tradition is that you've been dreaming of a holiday, so you take this empty, like, suitcase round, you know, like on wheels. You wouldn't want to, you're not that weird, are you? You know those ones where you're walking along and then one of the wheels kind of breaks and just twists your arm. And you're like, ah, feet, fine. In Siberia, what they do is they cut a hole and then they dive in whilst carrying a tree. Normal, really normal. You're off the hook, Romanian farmer. These guys, but it's only professional divers that participate. So there we go. And then, this is quite a nice one, right? There was an old British comedy sketch, right, about this woman, 90-year-old woman, who had like her own 90th birthday dinner, and it's about her just being on her own, right? She had no friends, so what the Germans do is they just watch it on New Year's Eve. Oh, Germans, I don't understand you. Bear dancing in Romania, I mean, that can, they're not proper bears, they're, you know, to keep evil away, they dress up as bears, of course they do. In North Carolina, there's a place called Brasstown, an opossum is put in, this is one of my favourites. It's put in like a transparent box, right? Okay. And what happens is this crowd underneath, the possum is lowered over this crowd, and then where the possum shits, because Brasstown have claimed, right, that they are the possum capital of the world. No one's really argued with them. And of course, animal rights have got involved, you know, because, you know, to be honest, it kind of sucks that you're putting a possum in a box to shit on people. And they've had to use a fake possum. I don't know. Like, not a real possum. Maybe just a cat dressed as a possum or a rat. No, just a fake possum. And then the shit just got thrown. Somehow they just moved the box and it landed on people. But we're told that this year, we are told, it's just me, Al. There's just me. There's nobody else, mate. We're told that this year they are going to have a proper possum. So if you're in the Brasstown area and want a possum to shit on you, be in the safe knowledge, my lovely, awesome listeners, that it's a proper live possum that's going to shit on you. And then Spain, what they do, just before 12 o'clock, did we talk about this last time? They put 12 grapes in their mouth. I don't know. And then the swimming in the UK. And then everybody goes to, I think in Chile, they sit around in the new year by just go to the graveyard. Sounds a bit chilly to me. Just banged the speaker, didn't I? Idiot. And then in South Africa, they throw furniture out the window because they're a bit mental. And then in Hungary, they eat roast pork on New Year's Eve because they're hungry. And then in Denmark, here we go, smashing plates against your friend's front doors. A bit of that. I didn't know that. Really? The Danes, you dirty devils. So you do that, do you? You put down the old, what's it called? You get plates, and you go up to your neighbour, and you just smash it. Well, you big bunch of arseholes, Danes. No wonder Zlatan knocked you out. So yeah, episode 16. It's been good. I think this has been a good one, actually. Do I review it all the time? Do I? I don't know. I've got this internal monologue that says, "What are you doing with yourself, Mr. Pitcher?" But my New Year's will be spent. I'll probably be asleep by 10:30. My kids will be with me. My wife. You can't really go out, you know, with kids. I don't know if you've tried going to like a New Year's Eve nightclub and going, no, they're just hobbits, just little people. No, and also, if you don't drink, New Year's Eve, any kind of celebration can be a wee bit painful. Ah, so, on that joyful and very uplifting way, I will talk to you next year. Thanks a fucking million for listening to me. Could you tell people to listen to it? The listeners, I mean, it's doing okay. I think I don't really count the listeners, but maybe it'd be good if someone just said, "This is a really fun podcast. Fee fun. It's good." So stay warm. Have a great New Year's Eve party. Do what you need to do. Don't get too kind of controversial, you know. When it just comes up to midnight, don't say, "Yeah, I shat in all your handbags," or something like that. Don't be, "Oh, I'm gonna show you," or don't, you know, don't go too high on the old resolutions as well, you know. But don't like, "But I'm a white person, I'm gonna be black by the end of the year," or something like that. Don't do that, you know. I mean, if you can change your skin color, that would be an incredible party trick, wouldn't it? Oh, that could get you into most nightclubs, I think. That, do you know what I mean? "Oh, there's the guy, that guy, the old skin color change guy. Come on, come in, mate." He's like, whoosh. It's like a superhero. Yeah, I mean, you know, don't be overreaching. Don't say you're going to be like the heavyweight boxing champion, or you're going to grow another nose or something. Just keep it down, you know. Just go with, like, get fitter, be nicer, and I'll brush my teeth. Have a brilliant, brilliant news of drunk. And do that song, you know. "For all I made you." People don't know it, do they? Episode 16, if you find the Old Picture Podcast. Have a great, safe New Year's. I will talk to you in a year.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.